think their time has kind of run out.
That's what House Speaker Will Weatherford said just an hour before protesters at the Capitol announced they'd be leaving the Capitol after a 31-day-long sit-in in the governor's office. Since mid-July, the self-titled Dream Defenders have been demonstrating at the Capitol following the acquittal of George Zimmerman. He's the neighborhood watch leader who claimed he killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in self-defense. So the demonstrators urge Governor Rick Scott to call a special session to review Florida Stand Your Ground law. While Scott met with them, he still refused their request.
I let them know I'm not going to call a special session. I believe in our Stand Your Ground and self-defense laws in our state.
Going through Governor Rick Scott is not the only way to get lawmakers to come to Tallahassee. The two presiding officers, the House Speaker and the Senate President, must jointly agree to call one as well. But they, like Scott, agreed not to call one. But there's still one more way, says Speaker Weatherford.
It's unprecedented. In our Constitution, it has this provision where if the presiding officers or the governor won't call a special session, then they can go pull the members and basically ask them if they want a special session. And so they had to get 20% of the House and senators to ask for the vote, and they were able to get that. And then we took a vote just the other day, and it appears that there are not enough votes within the body to have a special session.
By Wednesday, it was clear that the poll triggered by a group of Democratic lawmakers would not pan out in their favor. 96 lawmakers needed to say yes, but close to 90 of the 160-member legislature had already said no. House Democratic leader Perry Thurston says the poll was inspired by the work of the Dream Defenders, and he adds, this is not the end.
I'm not deterred, not one bit. I think that we become even more vigilant in terms of making sure that those things that need to be reviewed are reviewed. This was just a poll of whether the legislature thought that we should have a special session. I don't think if there's someone out there who thinks this law is perfect, then I would disagree with them. And I think that we should. It's probably our obligation to review the laws that we pass.
It's not something that the people of Florida universally would like to see happen. That bears out in all of the polling that's been done on Stand Your Ground. The people of Florida want the right to stand their ground. The people of Florida don't want to have a duty to retreat.
That's Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Shalimar, who's head of the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee and a vocal proponent of Florida Stand Your Ground law. While House Speaker Will Weatherford did not call a special session, he did call for a hearing to look into the law, and he tasked Gaetz with overseeing it. But several have criticized Gaetz for recent remarks he made that he would not change one comma on the law. Despite that, Gaetz says he's still keeping an open mind, adding that he's entitled to his own opinion.
I have a viewpoint. I support the Stand Your Ground law as written, but my role as the committee chairman is to ensure that we have a fair process and we'll have a fair opportunity for everyone to make their case. I just happen to be of the view that Floridians should not have to turn their back and run when they're attacked. And it's not just me. The Florida Sheriff's Association, a group that traditionally is pretty focused on public safety, has unanimously endorsed Stand Your Ground without any recommended changes.
But not all 67 Florida sheriffs are on board, like Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. 57 sheriffs unanimously voted at a recent conference. Israel, who had another engagement, did not attend the conference. But he says if he had, he would not have held the other 57 sheriffs' position on the law.
Stand Your Ground allows you to stand your ground. I don't believe that part of it is correct. I believe you should be obligated to get in your vehicle and leave the area and drive away and avoid that confrontation. You know, if the threat isn't immediate. So that's kind of where, you know, where I differ with Stand Your Ground, although I see a lot of it, you know, should stay. I think some parts of it, you know, I'd like to see retracted or altered, and that's kind of why I would vote no on the entirety of Stand Your Ground.
Israel says he'd like to see something legislatively done this upcoming legislative session, and whether or not that may happen is entirely up to the Republican-led legislature. Meanwhile, the Dream Defenders, the group hoping to repeal the law, say their work is not done. With the Capitol now empty, the Dream Defenders' Philip Agnew says they have not yet accomplished all what they came to do, but he says they did have some great successes, including getting Scott to meet with them and getting Republican leadership to hold an upcoming Stand Your Ground hearing. Agnew even has an upcoming debate scheduled with Representative Matt Gaetz regarding the law.
We had a whole lot of victories that really amounted to a really big move here politically. And now they're talking about issues and discussing issues that they refused to talk about or even acknowledge before. So we're happy for that. And overall, folks now know what we stand for the most part. And it's going to make it that much easier when we come back here September 23rd to talk about the issues that we're debating.
The Dream Defenders are planning to come back to the Capitol when lawmakers hold committee meetings in September. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.